The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
To another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm John.
And I'm Peter.
He's a
and
liar.
I'm John.
And I'm Peter.
I'm John.
We've got lots of Johns and Peters here tonight.
It's a full house.
We'll call this the schizophrenia couch. So
halfway through, I'm be like, I'm Peter.
So Peter, what game are we playing today?
Origami, which is a ninja.
Oh, it's the foldy thing.
Yes, origami.
You just fold in paper. Sounds fun.
It's a ninja assassin game where you have to stay in the shadows.
Ooh.
So enjoy the stealth game. And John, can you start? Oh,
I am the Batman. I am Batman.
Oh, good. The curse.
Where is she?
That looks way more like the Red Hood.
Where is she? Where is she?
All right. Sorry.
Jesus. I think they might be right about the schizophrenia couch.
Sounds like it.
I'm not even going to touch it anymore.
All right, so you ready to jump into the news?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So we've got some Dead by Daylight news.
Mm-hmm. It's that spooky game that we played, what, about a month ago now?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Three weeks.
Something like that, yeah. I'm sure if you all remember, but it's that multiplayer survival horror game.
Woot woot.
Yeah, yeah. There's a new killer coming, though.
Yeah.
A new killer.
It's good for Halloween.
For Halloween, yes.
Which is kind of fitting.
I wish
I had the music. Really wish I had the music queued up. I fucked up there.
I wish they had that. I mean, it's so amazing that they got the license for this. So you're going to be able to play Michael Myers during the game, which I think is awesome. You got to go towards the altar.
Well, in this article on Rock, Paper, Shotgun, they do say that they would have been originally planning on working on getting licensed characters from the beginning, so...
God, I wonder what they'll do next.
They say it was an idea, but they also... It's also seemed like they didn't really want to do that.
Oh, okay.
And they're just kind of...
Doing it for Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, it makes me more excited than the game, yeah. So... You know.
I want to play as
Michael
Myers.
How
would
they do Freddy Krueger?
Spooky
Ooh,
basement.
Just in a dream world.
Yeah, yeah, where everything's like really
boiler
crazy
room.
Weird.
In a big boiler room. And then you could do Jason Voorhees at a camp.
But he already looks like the Trapper.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just that, like, his... So what... Every murderer in the game has a power,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus, John. What, bless you, John.
Okay. What would...
Are you dying?
What would Freddy Krueger's power be?
Like, Mike.
Right, the Trapper would have to trap Jason. Michael Myers can essentially gather strength by watching you creepily.
Yeah, that's the craziest part.
That is really fucking creepy. that is creepy. Well, since it's in a dream world, he could, I don't know, disorient you. Some sort of disoriented where, like, your visuals make it seem like maybe there's something in front of you that isn't, or there's not, so you think you're walking down a hallway, but you're just walking into a wall in one spot.
John, are you okay? Call me Sir Sneezes a lot.
There's some paper towels next to you
okay?
right there. I can
have a weird
mic.
Tickle inside my nose and won't go away.
I can mute your mic
Adam's
for
tickle.
A second, it's fine.
He's cool.
Okay.
No, but I really hope that they do this with other killers in the game. I mean, other properties and put them as killers in the game. Because that to me, is a missed opportunity if they're not doing it. I mean, granted, they can't put every killer in there and they can't get licenses for everything. Ooh, how cool would it be to be fucking Predator? Like a skin for Reaper where you're just a Predator.
Or Alien. Because the first Alien movie was a horror movie.
It was a horror movie. I mean, it still kind of is a horror movie.
It seems pretty awesome. We just kind of talked about it a little bit, but yeah, the part where it says, like, you kind of just, like, build up your power by just standing there and watching the survivors, not attacking them.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, from the survivor's perspective, you could just look over and see Michael Myers just standing there staring at you. You don't know, is he going to come try to get me?
Or
what's
is
he
just,
doing?
He does that all the time in the movies. Like, people are always catching glimpses of him just staring at them.
The update also adds Lori as a survivor that you can use.
Which is his sister, isn't it?
She'll probably come... it's the girl in the...
In the movie. So it is her sister then, yeah. I couldn't remember her name.
I forgot about that detail.
Yeah. A brother and sister.
But it didn't really say exactly what she brings to the game.
Do any of the survivors bring anything to the game? I thought they were all just kind of blank characters.
They are sort of blank characters, but your blood web is different between each character.
Oh, okay.
So, like, for example, the Asian guy, can't remember his name, he has a higher chance of getting a toolbox in his blood web.
Oh.
And I think that my character's a higher chance of getting a flashlight in the blood web. I could be mistaken, though, so... Don't take that as official.
It does say that Lori's ability might revolve around something about her being, like, the last survivor alive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That'd be really cool.
There was also... Where did I see that? It says the Halloween update also introduces a new mechanic called Obsession, whereby the killer fixates on a particular survivor in a unique way, perhaps wanting to kill them first or save them for last.
Interesting.
Sounds like Michael Myers.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. It's kind of his MO.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're adding any new maps or anything for Halloween, too.
How would you know which one's your target, though?
Your market.
I don't know. They'd have to introduce a way to mark it or something
Yeah, maybe they have a different color around them or something.
Yeah. But then that kind of introduces the same thing, because then as a survivor, you don't know... like, why the killer's not getting you or something. Yeah. Maybe he's trying to keep you for last, but...
That's true. Or why he's only focusing you and letting everybody else go away. Yeah.
John, I'd never kill you.
Thanks, buddy.
You would always get away. Peter, you're going to die.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
But, I would have it any other way, buddy.
It's special that way, right?
That's yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a special relationship when he murders me.
You guys are adorable.
Sacrifices me to the entity.
But no, I think this update sounds really cool. It actually makes me want to kind of get the game, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have all had fun with it, so.
I am. We're still playing it, so.
Yeah, I haven't. I've only played it here, and I've thought about picking it up as well. It's only, what, like $20? 25?
I think it's 20 right now.
I think it's 20, yeah. But
good price. I really hope they make it for console at some point so that other people can play it, because I know a lot of people... that would love to play this game but can't because it's PC only right now.
Yeah.
And they're really focusing on the PC-ness of the game. Just straight slit that guy's throat.
Nasty, like leg slash, throat slash.
Oof. Effective, though.
But that's all I had on Dead by Daylight.
The game, it increases my anxiety, like, 2,000-fold, it's crazy.
Scares you.
Yeah.
Dude, it is a little nerve-wracking.
That was fail. You didn't even aerial attack that guy.
Oh.
I like scary games, so it sounds fun.
It's the heartbeat, bro. The heartbeat
gets thumping.
It's fucking intense, man. That heartbeat makes it so much more intense. It's weird.
It's also more peculiar, like, when the killer's right next to you, and then they have an ability that turns their horror threat to zero. So then all of a sudden the heartbeat just stops and you're like, oh my god, he's next to me. Where is he?
my favorite part of that was catching John in the cabinet that he was just in, you know what I mean? Like, he had just been working on a machine and I saw it working and I go to the cabinet right next to him and he screamed bloody murder. He screamed so loud. It was great.
Did John get scared?
John got scared.
Which I laughed at because I get scared so easily.
I did get scared, but do you know why? Because you have to watch him come up and then he's like, turns to the cabinet and you're like, motherfucker, he did turn to the cabinet. And then he clicks on, like, opens it and you're just like, no.
Right fucking next to those two dudes.
Look, man, I'm an origami. I do what I want.
So you're going to like this next bit of news, John. I don't know if you read this or not, but there's a John Wick game coming out, and you can pre-purchase it on Steam right now.
I did see it.
John Wick Chronicles.
Yes.
They don't even have any trailers for it, and that alone makes me...
nervous?
Yes.
Well, it's also for VR.
Yeah, it's VR only, so it requires a VR headset.
Like a Vive or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's just going to be you stand in one place and shoot at things.
That's K.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all right with that, but it doesn't look like it's going to be any sort of exploration.
You're talking about John Wick 2, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about it, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be catered towards VR, yeah. You know, so.
I mean, it still looks fun. I mean, it's just basically a shooting range or like any of those other games that you used to play on, like, well, what was the website? Like mini games and stuff like that, where you're just a sniper and you just moved around and shot at things.
Probably a flash
addictive
website.
Games.
Yeah, some sort of flash web website. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like any just shooter on rails.
Kind yeah. Of yeah. Yeah. Exactly. On
they
rails.
Made a couple of Resident
Virtual
that
Cop,
way.
Man.
Yeah.
Virtual
yeah.
Cop was my childhood oh. jam.
I owned Virtual Cop on Sega Saturn.
Yep.
I had two of the so game, cool. Two of the game guns.
Nice.
Yep. So did my friend, and we got so good at it because you knew where everybody was going to pop up because there was like three levels.
Yeah.
That you're just like. You feel like John Wick.
My it was one of the only games my mom's ever played with me, and we called her Pistol Packing Mama.
Nice. So I think John's gonna have to break down and buy us a Vive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because John's John's rich.
He's
only like $800, dude.
Dude, you just ordered your jetpack.
Yeah, seriously.
Shh, that's for later.
If you
Josh,
can spend $10,000. I mean, what's another $800, right?
Nothing. Chump change.
Get a vibe, couple
John.
Months payment.
Get a vibe.
To the audio listeners, real quick, all that like high pitched and dark talking—that's all from the game John's playing. So if you hear like "Hamida, that's because someone's talking. Sorry,
I hope it's not annoying.
There you go.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
It's just a little offset. Like if someone was listening to this in headphones, like I am, it's probably a little unnerving.
You can always mute it on the mixer if you have to.
That's fine. Yeah. I want them to feel bad.
Well, then they have to listen to us better because they have to pay more attention.
There you go.
Yeah. So Samsung's in a bit of trouble.
They have been.
And it's not stopping.
They have been, and then kind of thought they were fixed it, and now. Now all the models that were supposed to be fixed are still exploding.
Yeah,
so.
That's not good. They're up to 5 reported cases now, and the last one was on an airplane. So the U.S., what was the investigating?
U.S. Consumer and Product Safety or something like that, I think.
There you go. Yeah, it's...
U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Somebody goofed on picking, what is it, the battery that keeps exploding?
Yeah.
Which is bad.
Yeah, that's...
De-acid.
De-acid and the smoke and the terrible fumes that you can breathe in from that shit.
And especially, like, the incident on the plane, I'm pretty sure he said he powered it off first.
Oh, really?
So, according to the article, it was off and in his pocket, you know, with, like, about 80% charge or so.
Yep, and he said he only wirelessly charged it, too, since he got the new one.
Huh.
So they just have sort of information? Super faulty batteries.
Yeah, was there some information about charging it through the port that made it more likely or something?
I think there was kind of speculation at the beginning of this that it was like the fast charging system or something. But
I do remember them first saying
it's
that.
It's now, like, I mean, it's happened with the phones turned off or,
you know. Just wirelessly charged, apparently.
I'm the cliff.
Wow, John, nice escape. I mean, kind of.
I mean, it was good.
There's like 6 dudes right there, so...
There's a bunch of people here.
Good luck.
One time I had so many alarms in this area that all of them crowded together. Because they all tend to go towards whoever blew the horn, sounded the alarm. So you can make them congregate in one area, and then you can run through the rest of the map. If you want to go to the left, John, there's an item that you want over there by that statue.
But Samsung has asked all retailers to quit selling them and to return them to their... Wherever they got them delivered from, basically back to Samsung.
Yeah, I think they've, like, all the carriers are willing to return them or exchange them or something at least, so.
Well, I mean, if your phone is blowing up and,
and he doesn't mean, like, it's ringing a lot. It's literally blowing up.
Like, they've taken them all off the shelves and everything, so you can't get them back. They're asking everybody to return them, which you should. Don't keep it. The phone can't be that cool.
Unless you want a really expensive bomb.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's your thing. I kind of want to see someone blow it up on YouTube. Is there a video yet? That's something that we should find.
On it, Peter.
I imagine Samsung has taken those videos down.
Peter, MKMK2020 is asking how much this game is.
$20. 20 doll hairs.
Hey, Mike.
Game's only for cool kids.
Hey, no, he's cool.
He's a cool kid.
He's cool. Most of the time.
He's cool. he's a cool kid. I like Mike.
I want to be like Mike.
Ah, damn it. I wanted that one. Bitch. I'm just double checking here. It's $17.99 right now. It's got 10% off.
Oh, so, now's the time to buy it.
And
then.
There's a bundle that
Didn't it just come out like a few days ago or so?
Yeah, it actually came out, the 4th. October 4th.
Hmm.
So it's brand new. It's made on Unity, which is impressive to me because I use Unity.
It seems to run really well. So
it does run really well, and they've been doing a lot of great stuff with light. I will say that the graphics to me could be better, but that doesn't impede the game at all. The game performs great.
No, and I actually like the graphics. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm looking to see if this video shows it exploding or if I've been lied to. I think I've been lied to.
Probably got lied to.
It'd be probably kind of, since it's random, it'd be hard to reproduce, I feel like. Especially since no one knows what the problem is.
Right.
Slow-mo, guys, get on it.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be so cool. Oh, that'd be so cool.
He's, like, on the RT podcast, he's talked about, like, let's just buy a couple old phones with lithium batteries and pierce the batteries.
Yeah.
I watch the Hydraulic Press channel a lot, and he's tried to blow up batteries before, and they just don't blow up. Like, they've had fully charged lithium ions and stuff. I mean, it's crushing it, so I don't know if that's different than piercing it. But
yeah.
But a few of those times, you were like, damn, it thought it was going to blow up, and it didn't. So
it's going to move towards you. You've got to move. Get a move.
Which makes the Samsung thing even worse, I guess. But.
Right? Because, like, if batteries aren't exploding underneath being smashed in a hydraulic press, and then they're just blowing blowing up in people's pockets, you should probably fix that problem. Yeah, one of the guys had a really good point in there is, what if your kids were playing, Angry Birds or some stupid little game on there, and then just blows up in your child's hand?
Yeah, that would be definitely
that's the worst case, Well, I guess worst case is people die, which has happened.
Yeah, it's just burning the house down or something like that.
Or your car.
Did you guys see the article about the text that they accidentally sent one of these guys?
Jesus.
I did, but I don't remember what the text said.
So this guy had
the text said, "Hey, I'm fired."
Yeah. This guy had one of the replaced ones, so he had sent his back and gotten the replacement back, and it did the same thing, and it filled up his room with smoke. And this was the guy that was talking about coughing up black from the smoke that he inhaled.
Man, this is going to cost Samsung so much money.
But apparently a Samsung representative accidentally sent him a text that was supposed to go to one of his colleagues, this other guy's at Samsung, that says, "Just got this. I can try and slow him down if we think it will matter, or we just let him do what he keeps threatening to do and see if he does it."
In reference to what, though?
To this guy. This case. Yeah, this phone exploding,
Yeah.
And this is the same guy that also says, when he contacted Samsung about this, they asked him, they wanted him to send the phone back, and he refused to do it, He probably wanted to keep evidence or something,
I would, too, yeah.
This is before it exploded?
No, this was after. So after it exploded, and he had to be in the hospital for smoke inhalation,
Oh, jeez.
So they wanted him to send the phone back, and he refused. But this article says that Samsung paid to have the phone x-rayed.
Okay.
Before or after?
After the explosion, and then he contacted them, and refused to send it back to them. Because this was a replacement unit already. But it also says, they have no idea why they wanted to x-ray the phone.
That's kind of weird. I was going to ask. I was like, why would you need to x-ray it? I mean, so you don't take it apart and then breathe in nasty shit yourself?
Yeah. But so now I know a lot of people are thinking that it's possible Samsung's trying to cover up a lot of these things, too.
They might be, because I can't imagine this.
They definitely want to do damage control at the very least.
Yeah. It's just making them look worse and worse, though, at this point. It's kind of a shame, because I actually wanted a Note 7 before all this shit started.
Yeah, now you don't.
Yeah.
They look like really cool phones, but I don't want a bomb.
I don't want something that's going to explode in my pocket or or my nightstand next to me while I'm sleeping.
Or how about while you're talking on it?
Yeah. I don't talk on the phone that often.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody does. But
they're trying to do a kind of a Kingsman Secret Service kind of plot where the phones are could even use to take over the world.
Well, they fucked up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to cover it up.
Do you think they're just paying people to keep their mouth shut that have incidents? Like settling with them?
Maybe. Maybe.
They could be.
I will pay you a fat chunk of cum if you...
What?
You wanna, I'm you glad I wasn't the only one that heard that.
Jesus. So all of Twitch heard it.
Wow. Wow.
Hang on, I gotta zoom in on that one.
Freudian slip.
You told that to the entire internet.
That's recorded in history.
What do you have to say
about it? I wanted to say a fat lump sum. For some reason, I just said fat chunk of gum.
Okay.
Let's just put it this way. That
John, can I tweet that?
You can.
I'm surprised you haven't already.
You don't ask me when I say stupid
don't
shit.
Don't even ask me to tweet it. Just do it.
Cross your face, you, John.
You better. So.
Let's see. So my OneNote refreshed.
Next one is Comcast is
gaping
dick holes.
Well, they've been gaping dick holes the whole time. I mean.
All right, gaping prolapsed dick holes now.
Jesus.
Yeah. So
kind of is.
I kind of agree. So starting November 1st, a whole bunch of people are going to be under their 1 terabyte bandwidth limit,
including us. Washington State is on that list.
Yeah, I've gotten the notification from them saying that they're imposing the cap, but it's bigger than it used to be. Like, that's some kind of it's not the 250 gigabyte cap, it's a terabyte. So.
250 gigs?
That's what it used to be. Yeah. Not here,
right?
But wherever it was before.
That is,
which is still, I want to say that a terabyte bandwidth cap is a lot. And you'd have to do a lot to go over the cap, but...
You would, but as, you know, more and more video streaming, especially once 4K becomes more the norm, like, people are going to be using more bandwidth. I looked back in the last few months, and the highest one I have is 896 gigabytes.
And this is a month, right?
Yeah, in a month. So, I mean, I still wouldn't have hit the terabyte limit yet, but... A little closer for comfort for me.
And I mean, who the fuck do they think they are? They don't have to go make more internet. I mean, it's...
Well, there's a limited amount of bandwidth. There is.
Well, I mean,
There's like... It's not like the internet. There's an unlimited amount of bandwidth just floating around in this ethereal cloud.
John.
You're going to die.
John.
Yeah?
Mike says, wow, John, really?
Yep, big old chunk of cum, Mike. Big old
chunk. You better move fast, buddy. You're gonna die. You did.
I think it's one of those times where this mic just decided not to work for a little bit.
Something's wrong with it.
That's what was wrong with my mic. That's not even what I said. It just the
it's
mic
a broken
made it.
Mic.
I think you mixed up chunk of change and lump sum.
yes.
At least that's what I've been trying to figure out to like help paint. On your behalf somehow, John. But you could just
nice.
I'm just going to say that, you know, there's a big old chunk of gum, and that's how Samsung pays people.
Everybody, that's why no one takes settlements from Samsung, apparently.
Yeah.
Because it's just buckets.
You gotta paint.
I don't want that.
Well, that's all we got.
That's all you get.
I like it when someone makes Adam... laugh really loud because he gets a good laugh.
Yeah, it feels real good too.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah.
But back to Comcast. Yeah, I agree. A lot of people aren't going to hit that terabyte limit.
True.
I
600 in my home.
600.
Yeah. Pretty
I'd
much
be
average.
Curious to see what we went through at the old house, Peter, with 6 people on the internet all of the time.
Yeah,
I can see that being
gaming.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, now I'm not worried about it because I just live with one other person, so.
And he's a bitch.
I mean, yeah.
What?
Even with a terabyte, though, and that many people, I'm still thinking that it'd be pretty hard unless you did a lot of downloading. Yeah. A lot of downloading.
That's the thing. I do, and we stream out video here quite a bit in the studio. So
true, but streaming out is probably not on your is on your upload cap, not your download cap.
I think
they're combined.
Are they combining them?
Yeah,
now?
I think it's combined as far as I understand.
Wow, it used to be async, like you had two different caps, and so you could. Yeah, max out one capacity and still
sure
have the other.
I'm pretty sure it's cumulative.
I think so, too.
That's
we never had a cap here
like
before,
I said,
so.
Gaping, prolapsed dick holes. Yeah.
They're pissing me off,
so it, it just sucks, like, and, I mean, I guess it does say that you can pay an extra $50 to get rid of that cap.
You can, or if you go
$50
over
$50 a month. So another $50 a month, and you'll get then you'll get unlimited internet.
I better get HBO with that.
But they'll charge you. I think it was.
It's $10 for an additional 50 gigs if you go over.
It's $10 for 50 gigs. Yeah. Okay. So they'll charge you overage up to $200.
Yeah.
So if you don't, like, if you know you're going to go over, you can pay that extra $50. But if you don't know you go over,
and
you might
go
get
over
hit
in a
with,
big
a,
way.
With a $200 bill, you know. A
but
bill that's
okay.
$200 bigger.
But if it's $10 for an additional 50 gigs and it's the cap at $200, that's math.
That is some math, yeah.
That's basic ass math.
Let one of our listeners get
know.
Back to us on that.
But just to clarify, if you wanted to opt out of their information mining,
400
and 400 you gigs. Wanted unlimited internet, you'd have to pay like $500 a month. Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, is it $450 to get out of their mining?
It's a lot. I mean, I think it adds. I don't think it's that much a month. I think it adds a lot. Over the course of the year,
sure,
like another eight,
gotcha.
Like $500 or $800, but that much money on your monthly bill is gonna rack up really quickly.
Yeah, it's already expensive, so
get it, John.
What are you gonna do when you really only got one option?
Yeah, exactly. It's already expensive and pretty much the only option because mm-hmm. fuck CenturyLink and their 20 meg service I can get around here.
Yeah, fuck
it's
that.
Really bad
and, then,
and expensive.
What else we got? Clearwire.
Clearwire is nonsense.
That's not even an option.
So. That's not even.
And what's the last one? There's
well, you can almost always get satellite, but that's really expensive for slow speeds.
Is there
so.
Ever going to be a fiber over here? Are we ever,
they
like,
have
Verizon?
Fiber in the city, but and
yeah,
there are some third party internet services in that area, but
they keep like I had CenturyLink people come to the door here once. Saying that they were trying to sign me up for the plan, and saying that they were getting fiber here soon. But that was like 8 months ago. I haven't seen anything since then. Yeah. So I know like North Seattle has their gig service, but
I mean it'll eventually spread everywhere. I'm sure it's just a matter of time.
It's kind of funny though, to, like just putting a cap on your internet. Like people would always use their Wi-Fi at their house instead of, you know, on their phone, so you're not using
your
data.
Well, now you're using your data anyway.
But as it is now, like, I mean, I get it. It's a terabyte, so it's pretty big. But my home internet is capped, and my phone is unlimited.
Mm.
So.
So it looks like you'll do all your browsing on your phone now.
Well, I mean, this sort of data cap is just another way for them to, mitigate how much money they would need to spend to upgrade the existing network. Like, if they upgraded the existing networks, so there was a lot more fiber than there is now. Because right now, we just have a fiber backbone in Comcast in Seattle, mainly. And so, from the fiber backbone, they have a bottleneck for... their bandwidth speeds that go from, you know, from the fiber to just, you know, normal Cat 6, so you're losing quite a bit of speed. I just don't see any reason why they should be putting bandwidth caps because their service is so bad that their hard network is so bad that they need to shift the cost onto us so that they don't have to upgrade their network. But they get to do that because they're, like, the only service.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's no competition, so there's no real pressure on them to not.
Yeah.
I just want Google to fucking essentially force them out of this business.
Yeah.
Google Loon.
I'd love to have Google Fiber, but
Google
I don't
Fiber.
Think that's happening in Seattle anymore, so.
Well, no, but because they're having to...
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Goat Boy.
The little pop-up said Goat Boy is now playing Dota 2.
And Adam got this big old
shitty grin.
Go boy's cool guy. Canadian.
Yeah,
Canadian,
he is bro. A cool guy. He's a go boy. I support that.
No, it's just really irritating. The only way for any meaningful change to happen is for everybody to stop using their service. But then if everybody stops using their service, then there's, like, no one has
internet. How will we communicate to know when we should start using service again?
I think the government should just force them to fucking upgrade their networks. That's what I think. But
yeah.
Also, there's the weird movement that I was talking about where essentially so many people changed to Netflix they are pressured into upgrading their network because there's so much streaming bandwidth from everybody in America using Netflix.
It actually just Netflix actually just crashed, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, because of Luke Cage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
That's probably part of the reason for this cap is they're pissed people are stopping ordering cable from them and going to Netflix.
That's true. You know that. Yeah. I mean, it might be at least part of it.
I mean, as soon as they get rid of television, internet is going to need to update. Yeah. Instead of running two, it's silly that they're using the same network essentially that has parallel services when they could just combine both of them and get more bandwidth. But whatever, like for the internet.
Yeah.
Do you think television will ever go anywhere? Like broadcast leave? Television? You think it'll ever leave?
Not for a while, but I think it will.
You're gonna have to wait for a lot of old people to die.
Yeah, that's what it'll be though.
Like the end of the baby boomers and maybe the generation after them.
Like my dad won't stop watching TV.
The front end of Generation X. I don't watch broadcast television anymore, but
I bought Netflix specifically for my dad to watch it, and he doesn't watch it.
What?
He like doesn't understand.
Yeah.
I'm just like, but he always complains. He's like, fuck, I hate commercials. I'm like, or you could just watch Netflix and not have to deal with it. And then, yeah, that guy saw you. But he just won't do it. I even went and bought him a Kindle Fire TV. My sister got a donated, like, flat screen TV. We hooked it all up. And then I look at the activity and just nothing.
That's a bummer.
But, yeah.
Oh, well. I'd say, yeah, like 20, 30 years, it'll be gone or it'll have to adapt and change to the...
To absolutely on demand?
Yeah.
Like, there's no more of this live at 8 o'clock shit. Oh, shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, nothing.
Moving on.
Got a little chuckle?
Last week, tonight.
Sounds like what we're doing right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just in tech.
But we all know Comcast sucks, so... I think we can
leave it at that.
Move on from there.
I've
left
them some scathing tweets. It's been rough.
Yeah,
it's been a fat chunk of cum.
Are we still streaming or do they?
Yeah, right.
So, Styx Shards of Darkness.
Boom. Oh.
So, is this an expansion or is this the second game?
This is the second game.
So it is a full game then. Okay.
So was there? Did you play the whole game, John?
I haven't beat it yet.
Okay. So we don't know whether or not there was a cliffhanger or something.
Yeah, that's what I was saying before the show. I need to beat it because I don't know like what where the story's going now.
Yeah. Hard to know. I don't really know anything about it. Like to
stay tuned in November for gameplay video in Styx Master of Shadows.
Oh, there we go.
Starring John Plufy.
John died.
I thought she was leading me down the hole.
No, blindly ran down that hole.
But you did get further into that game.
He did
for
a while there, but then he stopped playing. He plays lots of Rocket League.
Can't stop, won't stop. The other night I was playing with Josh, and then we're like, yeah, I think it's time for bed. And we're going to bed, and then, like, or we got offline, and then I get back on a little bit later, and I'm like, I got time for a few ranked games real quick.
And I'm like, you dirty lying bitch.
I got a problem. I can't help
it. He's like, I can't help it. I'm an addict. I need it.
I did need it, though.
So we'll have to have you beat Styx Master of Shadows.
Yeah.
Dude, it looks really good, the second one. So the graphics are just as good as, like, the first one. They're probably a little better. Yeah. The first one still looked really, really good. Like, it has the exact same look as the original Styx, which I'm absolutely fine with, because I don't think there was anything about it that I didn't particularly dislike.
Mike says that you're a slacker and that Suck It League sucks.
And thanks, Mike.
He called you out specifically that Info John is a slacker.
I'm not Info John on this show. You're on the wrong show, Mike. I'm just John. Just John.
Check out Bad Flicks every Thursday at 7.
Yes.
I'm glad we don't have an info John on Comics Brew that Mike can make fun of. We just have Adam.
Come on, that's got to be even Brew. Easier.
I don't know. Okay. I was just throwing your name under the bus.
No, he probably fine. Will now.
to be honest, I think Mike makes the most fun of Tyler.
That could be true. Because
I do.
Yeah, but he still thinks Tyler has the mustache. So.
He does?
Yeah.
Mike, Tyler hasn't had the mustache for like 2 years. Sorry, Mike.
He should grow the mustache back. Though.
Mike should grow the mustache back.
I've been trying
back.
To convince him over the last couple of days to try and grow it back.
Keep working on it.
Yeah.
What? Why are we talking about mustaches? I'm like fucking thrown off like, by the mustache talk.
Because Sticks has a mustache.
I don't think he does.
So, yeah, Hello Neighbor. That's a pretty cool game,
oh,
right?
Oh, we're just going to jump to Hello
Force
Neighbor.
Jump. I mean,
well,
it's
yeah.
a Jedi ability that I just learned.
Sticks, what, Shards of Destiny?
Shards Darkness. Of Darkness.
Darkness. Darkness. Oh, wow, for winging it, knowing the only word shards, I was pretty close. and it looks good. It looks good.
For Destiny and again. Darkness.
What?
Destiny and Darkness.
Darkness, Destiny shards. I should make
Destiny dark shards. Shards.
I just remember it had the word shards in the title, oodles so I was just oodles it from
oodles.
There.
Oodles of shards and Destiny.
Is this game out yet, or it's coming out?
It's coming out.
Yeah.
There's no release
it's
date
coming.
Yet.
I'm pretty sure it's chunk. Coming out on everything, right? PC, PS4, coming. Xbox.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It's a full-body release.
Mike has a question. He would like to know if anyone is going to buy the PlayStation VR.
No.
Don't have a PlayStation.
Well, actually, I might specifically for Resident Evil 7.
Ooh, that would be cool.
That's about the yeah. only reason
hey,
I could
hey,
see.
Hey, Peter, if you end up doing that...
Oh, we're all coming up, over.
No. He's coming up here with it.
Oh, we're recording. Yeah. Am I?
I was going
to
ask.
Seem
but then,
to be making
but then,
a lot of...
But then I was going to ask and be polite, but then Adam goes, oh, we're all going over there. So I just kept his tone. And he's like, no, he's coming here.
He's coming here.
Got to be forceful. You got to tell them what they want.
Most rapists. Jesus.
I will probably end up getting a PlayStation VR at some point, assuming that it actually works well.
Well, that's...
I need to see more
working
first, yeah.
Yeah. I used it a little bit for the demo at Resident Evil 7. It worked really well.
I need to see more use on a older generation PS4, not one of the, you know, newer ones
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
that would be a really good one.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy another PS4 just for that, too.
Yeah.
Spend $800, I'll just get a Vive.
Right?
For real.
Might as well.
Yeah. And then maybe they'll just make the Resident Evil 7 not exclusive and then work on a PC. That'd be really cool.
Is it only exclusive?
I
or?
Don't know. I need to check into that.
It might just be like a timed exclusive, too, or something.
It could be, yeah. It could be. But there's some games that are just exclusive, like Bloodborne, still
yeah.
not on a PC.
Well, and was the last Resident Evil ever come out on PC?
Oh, yeah. I have every Resident Evil on my computer.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Peter, I can count
because of
six.
The cell, like, a couple weeks ago or something? Or...
No, a while ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can count six Halo games that are still exclusive.
True, yeah.
Those,
there's a lot
those
of...
Those fucking bitches.
There, five Halo 5 did come out on PC.
Oh, though. No. Halo 2 is on PC.
And Halo 1.
And Halo 1. Damn it. I can count three. Shit.
Oh, well.
Halo Wars was...
Yeah, I was
console.
Just talking
yeah.
about the number ones
sucks,
and ODST.
Though, so.
Oh, okay.
Game sucks a big bag of dicks.
Well, oh, Halo Wars?
No, Hello Neighbor.
Hello
oh,
Neighbor.
Yeah, let's get back to that. Jesus.
This game was...
which looks like a really awesome game.
It does.
Hello Neighbor, yeah.
And kind of creepy for even being kind of brightly colored and, like, not very detailed or anything, but... I was watching the video and got scared a couple times.
I feel like out of all of the games we've played, even like Resident Evil and stuff, I think Hello Neighbor would be scarier in VR. Like just
oh, yeah.
to turn around and see that guy there all of a sudden, you know?
And
that
he
would
actually
be.
Says, hi, neighbor!
I actually think it's more creepy that the fact that the art style of the game is really upbeat and mm-hmm. looks like a
yeah.
kind of Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, it almost looks like a kid's game.
It makes it... far scarier to me. Kind of, what was that game where they took joy?
We drug? Happy Few.
We Happy
yeah.
Few. It kind of
yeah.
reminds me of that, in a sense, as far as, like, seeing things that aren't exactly as they appear. And so as you're looking at the neighbor, I get that kind of feeling where you're mm-hmm. just like, that guy looks cool, but he's evil as fuck.
He's got a creepy mustache and always wearing gloves. And it looks like it gets harder the more you die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the neighbor learns from you. Every time he catches you, he learns.
That's creepy.
Based on what you were doing. So, and it looks like you can, like, carry items over, too.
Yeah, it looks like
thing.
If you stashed them back in your house,
yeah.
then they would be there when you woke back up in your bed.
Yeah, because in the gameplay video we watched, like, he took, like, a pair of binoculars.
Yeah,
or
that's what I saw as well. But I noticed the door that he kept trying to open, like, first it was just a... He just needed a key, and then he got caught, and then it was, like, had a board over it.
Yeah.
And it had a keypad, and then I had a, like... So he had to sit there and search the room for stuff, and...
Eventually there's, like, bear traps outside.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Pretty soon it's gonna be mines. It'll be, like, D-Day.
Well, I noticed that in one part of it, too, I don't know if it's just, like, after so many tries it's supposed to happen or something, like... Like, you're in your room when you wake up, and it's locked, and then all of a sudden, giant neighbor comes down and looks through the window like Godzilla.
Yeah, the giant neighbor thing threw me off. I didn't know that was in the game. Yeah. It kind of creeped me out a bit, so.
Like, what the
Mike
fuck?
Mike says he looks like Tyler, then. Is that it?
No.
I wish Tyler was in the chat right now. He'd be like, Mike, my feelings, they hurt.
Do we have any information on what your motivation is for going into your neighbor's house?
There's something in the basement,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you're just being a nosy neighbor.
So this
neighbor.
Is like The Burbs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude! I didn't even think of that!
This is essentially the plot of The Burbs, except with one guy that's also trying to kill you.
I think you and I are the only ones that have seen The Burbs.
Apparently.
I've never even heard of it.
It's a Tom Hanks film where he is has some new neighbors. And they're super fucking creepy, and it's the summer, so he has nothing to do.
Carrie Fisher is in it.
Yeah, and essentially he gets obsessed with finding out what's in their
basement.
In their basement, and he thinks that they're hiding bodies, and he can't figure it out. And it gets so bad that his wife, he gets in trouble with his family. But then at some point he realizes something, and then just goes at it, and they sneak into this house and. They dig up the floor and stuff. I don't want to ruin the whole movie, but it's a really good movie. You should watch it.
It's late 80s movie.
Yeah, yeah. Late 80s. Yeah. Like, that's like young Tom
spoilers.
Hanks. Young Tom Hanks.
It's been long enough. Tom Hanks is correct.
Yes.
He is correct. Did you guys ever see, just to give a little context, did you see The Hateful Eight?
Yes.
You know the general that's like in the armchair the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's in that movie, too, but okay. He's young. His name's Bruce Dern.
He's the...
he's the neighbor.
He's the military guy.
Yeah. The actor's name is Bruce Dern, and he plays a great role in it. Basically, like Kramer.
Yeah.
With a gun.
Actually, he reminds me of the same... He's essentially the same character from Tremors. Those two, the man and wife that are all, like, survival crazy.
There you go. The one with the elephant gun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's essentially the same plot, and this is kind of awesome. I mean, if you've ever seen The Burbs or had, like, it's kind of another survivor horror game in that sense. He just ran back to his house. He's like, nope.
Mike, you've seen The Burbs. You know you have.
Yeah, no, this game's, and it's not out yet, though, is it?
No.
It's pre-alpha.
Oh, damn.
But for being in pre-alpha, it looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. I can tell that they've focused all of their detail on the two houses, and if you were to go look around behind the houses, you'd be like, oh, there's a vast expanse of nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
just a giant green meadow that goes on forever.
There's no other houses on the street.
I went out my front gate, and I fell through the world. That's crazy. Mike says he's seen both Tremors and Burbs.
Nice.
Good on you, Mike.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah, see, even, like, when he's walking around the backyard in that video, you can kind of see that there's, like, a few trees and then nothingness.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just a vast expanse of plains. which is fine.
I would even play it the way it is now. Like, it still looks super fun.
So, I want to play Hello Neighbor on the stream, but I also want to do a video in it. Like, I don't... So, for the stream, I don't want to be here producing. And then when we do the video, I'll play it.
Okay.
So, like, I don't get any...
Yeah.
I don't get any, like, exposure to it at all just by watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if I was producing on the stream, you'd just hear me go, oh, shit! but, yeah, maybe.
We will be trying... Stay tuned.
Definitely, yeah, I'm definitely going to check out this game when I can.
Try and get into the beta.
I already signed up for Alpha Access, but haven't heard back yet. So,
Speaking of scaring us, like, we're at the end of news now. A friend of ours, Rachel, she posted... and Mike wanted to point out he has seen The Hateful Eight, too.
Oh, well, thank you,
thank
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Who hasn't?
Rachel posted what was it? What was the game she posted to all of us today?
Was it the horror game?
The horror game,
yeah. Oh, it was like a boogeyman game.
Yeah, the horror game in VR, and she's like, make Josh play this. And I'm like, fuck you, man.
I'm all about watching you play that.
Dude, I want to see it. I straight up want to see it.
It kind of reminds me of Alien Isolation.
A little bit.
Yeah, just as far as the way the game is played. I mean, more inverse. Like, instead of figuring out where it's coming from, you use the flashlight to scare it off. But you kind of, it's like the same thing as a flamethrower in that game. But, nice. Yeah.
But that one's VR only, too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so if we just, you know, spend $800 yeah. and then plus the game, we right can there. Do it. And then, you know, make sure that, you know, the computer we have can capture it and all that stuff.
It's called Boogeyman.
No thanks, guys. No thanks. John, you have skill points you haven't spent.
He just got a second.
I'm going to let Peter do that part, actually.
Well, it's a good time to...
All right. Well, talk about the game.
Any game before we move on to this.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at this Boogeyman video. Any game that starts in a dark child's bedroom, not fucking playing it.
A dark child?
No. What?
Wow, Adam. Oh my God.
Well, I got another tweet to make.
Making racial. Oh, kill that guy. Kill him. Oh my God. Nice. Oh. What? Oh.
You're like, you survived?
Okay.
I get what you're saying, though.
Shut up.
So here...
He's all upset.
Here is Aragami, which is... This character is Aragami. You're a shadow, a vengeful spirit, or shadow assassin, that's been summoned by this weird spirit lady who is trapped by these guys called the Keiho, or something.
Keepers of the Light. Yeah, Keiho.
And, nope. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me!
It's like having sex with Peter.
Peter. John's an asshole. This game is a stealth assassin game, as you may have already found out. And what makes it really interesting is that it's all about shadows. So I'm standing in shadow right now, which means that I can... my cape, which is all glowy right now, is showing me how much shadow power I have. And when I am not standing in shadow, you can see that I'm totally illuminated. And depending on the intensity of the shadow, it'll actually drain my shadow powers. So, for example, if I wanted this really bright light right here, you can see that my shadow power is completely gone, and I can no longer do any of my shadow
dashing. And then you have to go back
into
full shadow.
And then I have to go back into full shadow.
To rebuild it.
Yeah, and so you can see my cape getting full, essentially.
It looks so rad. That was a really good idea.
It's a good touch. And there's no other HUD in this game. Yeah. And actually, here, I will do this. So, let's see. Decoy, distract enemies, reveal nearby enemies through walls. No, we can do throw a wave of shadow to blind. No, what's
that's
this trap?
Fucking
I haven't
rad.
Done this yet. So if I do that, I've got this trap selected. So shadow techniques are powerful abilities that can be used to solve difficult situations. Hold B to open up your power wheel and select shadow, so on and so forth. So now I have this shadow technique, Shinnen. And I can use it with my, I think, Y a bit? Y?
Yes,
yeah,
Y.
Yeah, your cape look
y.
cooler.
So,
yeah, it does.
and so now I have this trap, which I'm... Oop, that guy saw me, sort of. I'm going to just put it right there. So, come on, bro. Where you at?
You have to alert him, right?
Yeah, I do have to alert him. I've just got to get someone to look at me. Look at me. Look at me!
Look at me!
So different.
All right, Joker. Oh, he saw you. I heard him draw his sword.
Yeah, he's going to...
Oh!
Man, look at all those exclamation points on the screen now.
Oh, he's behind me. Poop.
I see a light blade, like, swoosh!
Yeah, and so since they're the keepers of the light, they can throw energy with their blades, which is really unfortunate. Because they don't have to chase you. They're really hard to dodge. You can outrun them by sprinting, or you can dash away from them, which is also pretty cool. Ooh, don't see me. If I crouch also in here, he has a tougher time seeing me.
Too bad he can't teleport to his shadow. I still think that that's a bummer.
It would make killing them a lot easier.
Just teleport right behind
them.
Yeah,
and then just kill them. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I feel like it was a missed opportunity.
Over there. So, I can press back and look at my current objective. And so, there are a couple different ways to play this. If you ever played Metal Gear Solid or any other stealth game, it has rewards at the end of the game. That depending on like how you play the game. So there's an award for killing everybody. There's an award for killing nobody. There's awards for not being detected. And then there is a series of collectibles and other hidden stuff that you can find to increase your score at the end of the game. And then they give you a letter rank, I'm guessing from F to S. I have not gotten below a B, but I'm assuming C is somewhere in there.
I think in Sonic the lowest was E, and that was like the standard. And I think E might be the lowest in this.
That makes sense.
One of the things that I think is a misstep is not necessarily the ability not to jump, but the inability to vault walls.
I think vaulting walls and running up walls is pretty inherent to being a ninja. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't say specifically that he's a ninja, but look at how he's fucking dressed.
Look how he's dressed. Look at, like, his stealth abilities.
His fighting style.
Yeah, exactly. It screams ninja, at least assassin. So,
That's a fucking ninja.
Yeah. He looks pretty ninja.
I'm actually inclined to agree with your theory about the story, too.
Yeah, I mean, so this is the lady that I'm talking about. So she summoned you using some ritual, and she is trapped by these Keeper of the Light people, and you're a shadow assassin, and yeah. These people are the Keeper of the Lights, and so my theory is that they're totally the evil people.
Well, and not just that, so when they show her being trapped, she looks like a straight pitch-black nine-tailed fox. It's all blurry and hard to see.
Yeah.
But even me, like, I discovered a fox statue like that, a big-ass one, and she's standing in front of it. Yeah, and she's like, I've always liked my foxes. Yeah. You know, so she's got to be, I don't know if she has nine tails specifically.
And I sure do love a foxy shadow.
But ninja. What I'm saying is, it's like, and then he has the flashbacks of him fighting, and he's like, I was wielding the power of the light like they are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you can't be both or whatever, I just created you. So there's going to be more backstory on you, but I'm guessing you're an ex-keeper of the light, and eventually you're going to see enough memories to realize she's evil.
Yeah. Look at that face right there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, she looks pretty evil. I'm not going to lie.
And that's like her sweet form, you know? Like,
that's not even her final form.
That's like her trying to like woo you into believing that she's just helpless. Black nine-tailed fox of evil. But the way the graphics, like...
Yeah, the like shimmer. Random, the shimmer.
I would love if you skipped this. All right. I'm getting tired of this. Okay, so
make noise.
Put this here, and then I'm gonna make noise.
Make no noise.
No, I want to make the noise. I want him to hit this fucking trap. Come over here, bitch.
Yeah, we've been waiting for this for a long time.
You can't see the red aura on the ground.
Looks like we're gonna keep waiting.
No, come on, bro.
Don't go the other way around. Don't be a dick. Okay, he's gonna get hammered.
Oh, he's gonna call for all his bros.
At least we get to see the trap.
No, you have to trigger it. You have to trigger it.
Yeah. Damn it. Okay, I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
that's what that icon was.
Why?
Yeah. I missed it. Yeah.
Okay, no, that's so
here,
cool.
I'll put this
put here. It right out in the corner. Yeah, there you go.
And then I'm going to...
Jangle your balls.
Jesus.
What? Adam called him balls? He didn't get no crap.
I didn't hear him do it.
Oh.
What damn. The... Jeebus.
Shinin.
Jiminy Christmas.
He's straight dead. His there's no body. Yeah. It was just his sword. Like, will that count? Will they find his sword? And that's a good question. I'm like,
probably not, I would think.
Okay, now I don't have any more. You see on the back of my... So there's my ability on the back of my cape.
Yeah.
And then below that, there's an area there. That's how many uses you have, two. And you have to refill them.
How? Like
there's these little shrines. Oh. I will find one eventually and show you.
Eventually.
But, so, is there anything that you haven't liked about this game? Any bugs? Any?
Like I said, the graphics are one thing. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Oh, fuck you.
You looked at me.
In your throat, bro. Okay.
And this is what happens when you sleep with Peter.
Yep, every time.
In your throat, bro.
Shadow vanish.
Yeah, so I need shadow vanish. Approach a dead guard and make the body disappear. It's pretty cool. It takes some time, but I don't have any points for it right now, so I'm just going to have to leave that there. Clean up my mess later.
That looks like a shrine. Oh, stand in front of it.
Don't look at me. Don't. I'm not there. I'm not.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
It's
so...
It's like Cleveland falling out of the tub. No.
Now,
you said you don't like the graphics, John?
No, Peter did.
I said that, and I don't... It's not that I don't like the graphics. I just think that they could have made a better effort in making the game more pretty. But that's just me.
So finding scrolls are how you get your skill points.
Correct.
Okay. I do kind of dig the... I don't know. I think they went a specific route with this. Granted, this might just be limited to their own resources. But
nah, you mean Unity has amazing graphics.
Yeah, I tend to think they went this way stylistically, and I think it works in their favor.
I like it a
lot.
To
be honest, the cartoony nature of it kind of appeals to me a bit.
I feel the same way you do. I think it looks really good, personally.
Some of the grass looks weird.
Sure,
I think there's a lot of disconnects. Well, I don't think that's the problem. I just, if they were going to make it look like this, that they could have made the objects in the game look more like the rest of the environment. For example, this shiny metallic thing on the side of this, there's nothing else in this world that looks like that. Also, this like fucking well doesn't really fit the rest of the way it's shaded, the way it's colored doesn't really fit this grass or anything else here. Here's the shrine, though, by the way. And so now that I got it, you can see both the symbols on the back of my cape.
Oh, so I
have two of them. That's all.
Shrines only be used once?
Yes, they're consumed.
Do they refill every ability that you have, or just the one that's currently you're using?
That's a good question. I don't have more than one ability.
Right now the answer is yes.
Yes.
All right.
That bro saw you, bro.
No, he didn't.
That bro sees you, bro.
No, he doesn't.
That bro is retarded.
Kill the sword, bro.
that bro's an idiot, bro.
So how many hours have you put into this so far? Because I saw you playing it earlier today.
About two. The game goes pretty quick.
You already beaten it?
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm probably more like 10 hours, I'm guessing, in order to, you don't see me. Stop. There we go.
What was that noise?
See me for just a second.
I like
so
how
you
it
can
ended
see
on...
I didn't get all the collectibles right there.
I saw
there.
That shadow move right by me.
Now, are collectibles all scrolls, or what
I think there are scrolls and other things, but obviously if they're all scrolls, you fucking want to get all six of them. But
yeah.
In reference to the, Ghost Nine-Tailed Chick helping you?
Uh-huh.
Mike says she looks hot.
Wow.
So we should trust her then?
So he likes hentai?
Yes, he does.
And tentacle prawn.
He's into weird stuff. Okay.
So now they've got this guy as Archer up there.
This mic out.
He's essentially got this like laser light thing. And he doesn't actually see me, but if I walk in front of that, he'll notice me and start shooting at me. He also has like an arrow that he can cast essentially. Oh fuck. And essentially when that hits the ground, see that little light? If that light touches me, then it alerts everybody to my presence.
Oh,
exactly.
Shit.
They know exactly where I am.
That's the same sniper mechanic that they use in Arkham games.
Wow, that was a quick turn.
Snipers just have a little red laser light, and they don't see you at all unless you go directly through the beam.
Oh, look, the mic's working again.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Seriously, we need to change this mic out.
But
if anyone's got an extra microphone out there.
I like that. It's like trying to break into a bank. So eventually there'll be a lot of archers, and you'll have to go through like their laser beams, you know, and it'll be
That's not what I want to do.
It'll be like trying to get the perfect score.
This game looks pretty freaking cool. I might have to pick this up.
Right in the fire?
What's that?
I have to get rid of this to get rid of the barrier on that door.
Oh, so it's just
That's a barrier made out of light that you can't pass through.
That's just a door switch.
You think they'd protect that better?
Hey, dear.
Yeah, that's more or less the whole of the game. Just to go really, really quick, these are all the powers you have. So Shadow Dash Shadow Leap is the one that I've been using to teleport around from shadow to shadow. Shadow Creation is where we're putting that shadow on the ground that we can teleport to kind of fill in the gaps. Then you can upgrade these. So Ledge Kill, performing a Shadow Leap to a ledge next to a guard will result in an instant kill, which is pretty cool. Enhanced recovery improves shadow essence recovery rate by 25%. So if you're in the shadow, the amount of shadow essence you have can increase. Shadow Vanish, which is really good because guards being seen by guards is one way, but guards finding the bodies of your slain enemies is the other way for them to capture you. Then you have the crow that you saved. The crow has different abilities. So there's all hidden scrolls around you.
Actually.
That's cool. Costs 3, but that sounds like it's fucking worth it.
I kind of want to get this one.
Place your shin on the back of the living target.
No one
will see it coming.
Which is pretty sweet.
That is.
Is the shin in the trap? Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. So you just cast that from distance.
Wait till they get together, and then one vortex from
Asuna. I actually kind of wonder if all the collectibles are scrolls, because look at how much some of that stuff cost.
Yeah, definitely.
Alert triggered.
Yeah, they probably found that body.
Triggered.
It's like a Tumblr post.
Yeah.
We are running a little long tonight, gentlemen, so maybe we should jump into a jetpack.
We should
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So, jetpack. Enough said. This company called Jetpack Aviation has created a jetpack, and the model is the JB9. And they're currently already testing their JB10 model, which is a more advanced version. But basically, they now have a jetpack that they've had test flights. They have the one test flight over the water that's 4.5 minutes long, where he traveled in speeds upwards of 60 miles an hour, which is crazy because he was fucking flying. Just saying. And so this is going to be like a the first. This is the first company that's actually gotten anywhere with jetpacks, and so much so on a point that they want to get it to a point where, like, we're all flying around on them, you know, like Jetson style.
Well, they need to lower the price then.
No, the price is solid for what you're getting right now, man. Do you want to take a car to work or a jetpack, Adam? Think about it.
True.
Imagine having a shitty day at work and you just go outside and take off in your jetpack.
You would feel so much better.
Dude, my 10-minute break.
Smiles when you got home.
My break at work every day would be like light a cigarette and fly around and smoke.
10,000 feet in the air.
It's not smoking on property if you're 100 feet above it.
Yeah, so they said that the JB-10 should be able to go 10,000 feet and 100 miles an hour with a flight time of 10 plus minutes. It is dependent on your body weight, though, obviously, because the engine has to lift your fat ass. Hey, 5 could work, though, you know? Think about what you could do in 5 minutes at 100 miles an hour.
I could make a big chunk of cum.
I would, too, if I was going 100 miles an hour on a jetpack.
Backwards.
Whichever way.
Fuck.
Well, it's working against
you. If you turn the one handle, you just start doing spins like a top. So.
And then you just spray it like a sprinkler.
Yeah, but I would go...
So the creator of this jetpack has been working on jetpacks since the 70s. They've been working on this particular one for the last 25 years. So it's not like a new thing. They've been testing it for several years. And so they're just now starting to do aerial shows and stuff like that to get the word out and kind of show people what it is. And what I like is every time he's at a show, no matter what it is, he has a little rectangular pad. He takes off from it and he lands on it to demonstrate how precise you can be with your jetpack.
Yeah. So he's not just like coming in for a landing in the field somewhere.
Yeah, now I liked mostly where they said these things are going. So a lot of people have like already approached him about him, like using him, you know, for different things, and or trying to, you know, come up with ways to get him to launch quicker, but they're not really going for it. Although they are working with a couple people, in regards to some stuff, like they're actually working on so this has two thrusters on it that are jet engines or jet turbines.
Big motherfuckers.
I can't remember now. Are they technically turbines?
Jet turbines. Yeah, that's why it's technically a jetpack. Like,
yeah.
We've seen like those water ones and stuff like that.
If you're watching on Twitch right now, what we're talking about is the big hunk of metal right next to the guy's left shoulder over there on our screen. That's one of two turbines that are sitting on the guy's.
And probably making your legs nice and toasty too.
Yeah,
probably.
Well, actually, so that was something that Adam brought up to me before we started today. He was like, "So what? What do you think about pants in this?"
Well, like, would you have to wear, like, some kind of flame-retardant pants or something just to...
I think a flame-retardant flight suit would never be a bad idea when jetpacking 10,000 feet, 100 miles an hour.
If I learned anything from The Rocketeer, you just need a sweet leather jacket.
Yeah.
And a badass cool helmet. Yeah. Come on now.
The helmet was not practical.
That helmet was sick, and you shut your mouth.
So this jetpack is capable of vertical takeoff and landing, which they're, you know, VTOL or whatever they're calling it. And then so they're working on ways to make the jetpack more accessible to enthusiasts. So what they're going to, one of the first things they want to do is they want to add a ballistic parachute. So an autonomous microprocessor will monitor both the performance of the engines and flight dynamics, and on detecting a failure, it'll automatically deploy an emergency parachute system. This system can also be actuated manually by the pilot. Can't talk tonight. A test flying program will determine the ideal flight profile, similar to a helicopter's height velocity diagram. So that's a really cool safety feature. You don't have airbags, per se, for like when you fly into a wall at 100 miles an hour or a semi-truck. But that's personal air anyways.
Yeah, but when you're 10,000 feet in the air going 100 miles per hour and you run out of gas.
I honestly might just run out of gas for the sweet parachute ride down. Just, now it's a 30-minute flight. So ongoing improvements to the engines and associated computerized management systems. So that'd be like chips in your car or something, you know, that regulate like how much gas is being released and stuff. So that was a big thing back, you know, remember it was like modding chips for your vehicle to increase performance or power or whatever.
Yeah, it adjusts like the fuel curve and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that.
So they're doing stuff like that to try to, you know, maximize your flight time. They're working on a 4-engine version. It says we are working with several groups that have missions where 4 engines may be of benefit. And then a simulator to greatly reduce pilot training time.
Simulator would be fun. In VR?
And it says longer-term R&D plans to include a fully stabilized hands-off version, potentially the use of a turbofan bypass engines.
Can we talk for just a second about the video where he flies past the Statue of Liberty?
I didn't see that one.
It is so dope. I've got an image of it up on the Twitch stream if you're watching.
Does he fly, like, all the way up around it and everything?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like, the image I've got up there, it's him just flying right across the front of the Statue of Liberty. Yeah, I imagine they had to get, like, special dispensation from the city of New York to do it.
Oh, yeah, probably.
But still, man, like, think of it. Instead of bike tours across the Golden Gate Bridge, you now have jetpack tours over Alcatraz.
Dope.
Right?
Or like instead of kayak rentals by the water, jetpack rentals.
Fucking jetpack rentals over the Grand Canyon.
I can see little kids fly. Oh, God.
Or other national parks like that.
Niagara Falls. Exactly.
Fucking and Yellowstone. To death fly above the bears so you don't get eaten.
Fly above Old Faithful right as it goes off. Oh, look, my toe touched it.
And then he fell through the little Old Faithful hole at the end and then just never seen
again.
Shit,
10 minutes.
You could get to some really sweet camping spots with that. Like, I don't know how much gear you could hold on to with you as well, but...
The new way to bow hunt. Fly through the forest. Put on manual hover and just...
You could, like, go up mountains.
That's
just
what I was thinking,
Oh, shit, Everest climbing?
Oh, it's not really climbing then, but you're like you're like waving at the climbers as you're just flying up.
You're like flying off shit.
No, it's just really cool. Because everything you used to see was like, we've got a jetpack and it can fly for 30 seconds uninterrupted, and you're just like, all right.
I mean, that's kind of cool, like, but
so I could cross the parking lot. What else? You know,
but 10 minutes is actually pretty usable for some stuff.
Yeah,
when you start to think
I could commute
to
work
in
10 minutes.
Yeah,
like I could straight commute to and from work at 10 minutes. God, it would take like no fucking time. I would just walk out the front door and be like, "Shoo," you know, and just take off, fly across the valley,
bowler captain,
the hill, and then just
Robert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Robert,
is that
guy playing Dark Souls with us?
Like a nerd?
Target practice.
Like a nerd?
Did you walk into the light?
Yeah.
That's a cool idea. I didn't know you could hold it. Stop. Is that a new ability, or
no.
Have you always been able to do that with a shadow? Like,
you've
run
already...
and just, like, paste it while
you
run?
Can, I only figured it out a little while ago.
Okay.
You've always been able to do it.
That would have been handy.
Okay, there's that fucker. Okay.
Kill him.
There's that fucker.
Kill
him.
Oh,
fuck.
Alert triggered by what?
Yeah, I know. This is how they killed me last time. I think there's a body that I left behind.
Oh, gotcha.
That, or one of us left behind. This is the same.
Oh.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I mean,
don't go trying to blame me, Peter. Okay,
take
responsibility
for
your
actions.
Through the exit, okay? It went through a whole cutscene. You're in a whole new area. Don't try to blame me. Because I was way too stealthy for that.
Did you go over how much this was going to set you back, John?
Yeah, about $10,000.
Nah. That's dumb.
And they have plans to make an electric version I saw, which could be about 200,000 pounds, which I don't know if that is in U.S.
Mike brought up a good point. How many pounds, real quick?
200,000 pounds for the electric
version.
It'd
be about $270,000.
That's way more expensive than 10 grand for a gas one.
Yeah, I go gas.
Mike brought up a good point, and he said insurance costs would be too much.
Who needs fucking insurance, man? I got a
insurance.
Death wish.
Got a death wish.
You drop your jetpack on somebody's freaking Tesla.
Not necessarily. I mean, an insurance company doesn't ask you what kind of vehicle you drive. I ride a motorcycle, and that's extremely dangerous compared to a car.
What do you mean they don't ask
insurance
you?
Insurance can go up depending on the vehicle you drive.
Yeah, like
two-car sports cars.
Mm-hmm. Even paint color can make a difference on a sports car.
I thought you were
red.
Like
red.
Yep. Red is more expensive than like a black or a white.
Aren't you guys talking car insurance? I'm talking health insurance.
Oh,
that's what we're talking about.
We're talking
about vehicle insurance.
I think we're talking about like jetpack insurance.
Yeah, exactly.
Your health.
You should have painted shadow over
your life
light.
Insurance
try that.
Premiums would go up. Oh, you want a jetpack? I'm sorry, what?
Come on.
Oh, we don't cover a fall from over 2,000 feet.
Exactly. Like, fuck you.
I still think the shadow blind would be a dope ability to have. Yeah, that's pretty much all I have on the jetpack. You should really check it out. Jetpack Aviation, JB9 or JB10. You can YouTube it. There's plenty of test flights out there to watch from their little aerial shows where they go and show it to people and let people videotape. There's always a drone flying around them videoing, so it's pretty rad.
So can you imagine a day where there's just a bunch of people flying around?
Oh, fucking right, I can.
And, like, crashing into each other and 2019. Shit, because
they're all stupid. Too
fucking
like, right,
man. It started raining, and they all start crashing into each other.
There'd be more in the southwest than there would be up here in the northwest.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't rain as often.
Yeah.
Do you know what this excites me for?
Lots.
One step closer to Iron Man suits. You know?
Yeah. That's a baby step.
I guess, kind of. Yes.
Well, we're going to make arc reactors next, obviously.
Oh, okay. You figured that one out?
No, but Robert Denny's on it. Yeah, but no, I think it's probably one of the coolest. Like, who hasn't daydreamed about flying a fucking jetpack, man? Oh, so good. Like, I want it so bad. If they have them out for $10,000, I will do what I need to do to make it happen.
Corner's not that far away.
Okay. Yeah.
No, okay.
Oh, that's where we draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah. That and huge chunks of cum.
Jeez Louise, that is such a...
That is cool.
So,
I just killed them both. All right, cool.
Nice.
So, why does it open a vortex by you, too? Can you, like, jump through it?
That's a good question. That'd be really cool.
Like, just kind of come out the other side.
I thought there was a rubber ducky for a second.
Rubber ducky. But, yeah, that's everything I got. Check it out. Very cool. Let's fly around in jetpacks. Nice.
Yep. Can't wait until that's an everyday thing.
A standard?
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, real quick, should we discuss the controls really fast?
Yeah, sure.
All
right. I thought the controls were really, really good.
Intuitive.
Very simple.
Yeah.
Very simple. Not overly, like, some people try to, like, overcomplicate things, or by oversimplifying them, they... So basically, you've got two joysticks with your arms that rest on the little arm bars. Armrests, I guess, would be a better way to say that.
They're not so much joysticks as they are just, like, handled. They're like throttles on... Yeah.
Yeah. And so one, you turn, and it turns you, like, 360 degrees. You rotate it, and that's how you adjust your turn.
Yeah.
And then the other one is your throttle, so you just crank it up like a motorcycle, you know, twist it, bop it, pull it. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. Every time I say twist it, the bop it things come into my mind.
Fuck.
Man, shadows can't swim. Is your throttle, so you twist it, go up, and then you can, by pushing forward on the two handles, you can change the angle of the motors and cause yourself to fly forward or backwards. Is how you brake and go. It's just super simple.
Like that helps,
like,
you tilt forward and backwards. So.
Yeah. It's just super simple. There's not a whole lot to it. And once they put in what you're talking about, like gyros and stuff.
Yeah, they said they hope by the time they have, like, a consumer version, that it'll have, like, gyroscopes and accelerometers and stuff, so it can make it easier for everybody to
fly, and stabilize. I wonder if that helped with windy flight, too.
Probably. Maybe, like, it kind of compensate for it or something.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could just, like, if you just let go of everything, you could just kind of hover.
Oh, like a cruise control.
Yeah.
That would be rad. Go up there and just take a nap.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's it.
I don't know if that's a good idea, though.
Probably not.
You would be coming down in a parachute.
What the fuck?
As he crumples to the ground with a
like
jetpack.
Right, yeah, right before he hit the ground.
And it's not overly huge. It's pretty cool.
No, oh, I think sorry, in one John. Of the videos I watched, said it weighs like about 60 pounds, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that bad at all.
So it's not too bad once it's strapped on your back, and then obviously that weight wouldn't have that on your shoulders once it's flying.
Right. Yeah. So. You'd be the weight on its shoulders.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, yeah, no, very cool. So
I want a jetpack.
That's all John's got for gadgets.
All right. I think that's probably going to do it.
Okay.
For this week.
I'm
going to
jetpack out of here,
add.
Guys. I'll see you later.
Josh had a question. Yes, Josh.
No, I have something to add.
Oh,
if you're in the Seattle area over the course of the next week, be sure to visit us over at Trenchers in
Renton, excuse me while I fucking don't fuck everything up too bad.
While you don't fuck everything?
And the Renton yeah. Landing.
The Renton Landing, Trencher's Kitchen and Tap. Comics Crew will be hosting a ton of Oktoberfest games along with some other people. But specifically, we'll be doing a beer tasting test as well as beer checkers. Adam's the one of the two judges for beer checkers. I can't wait to see how that works out. We're also going to be giving away prizes. And it's just going to be a romping good time celebrating the best thing to come out of Germany. And if you're thinking it's Hitler, Hitler's from Austria.
Amen, brother.
Other than that...
you forgot the best part, the drunken yodeling contest.
Oh, yeah, that Tyler totally says he's not going to be a part of, but he's going to be a part of.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
Yeah, he'll do that. We'll definitely make him do that without...
He has no say.
Make him, make him.
And videotape it for me. We'll get that up on one of the YouTube channels.
Yeah,
all the YouTube channels.
All phones will be out. Tyler's going to go like, I don't want to. And it's just going to happen.
I'll bribe him with like a bobble.
A bobble.
I'll bribe him with a bobble.
John will be there with his chunk of cum, and everything's going to be fine.
Hey, I'm better at getting people to do stuff than Samsung, let me tell you.
Other than that, Comics Crew had a new episode released this week. Spoilers for Luke Cage, but you've had 7 days to get into it, so it's your own damn fault.
Yeah, if you haven't finished Luke Cage by now, you need to readjust your life.
I haven't finished it yet.
Yeah,
clearly, you need to readjust your life.
Bad Flix will be live on Thursday at 8 p.m. Definitely check them out. That's 8 p.m. Pacific. Or, sorry, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. Pacific. Ooh, my bad.
By 8, we're almost
my
done.
Bad.
And, 8 p.m. Japanese time.
No.
No.
Whoops.
That's Mountain. Not even close.
But I think that's all I've got. So thanks for putting up with my mic not working tonight and all that.
Mic never
shit.
Works.
No,
oh,
all the usuals. Find us on YouTube, like and subscribe. Follow us on Twitch if you enjoyed watching us play this game.
Mike says, okay, first of all, he said I had some good hand gestures tonight, and I did.
I saw you over there just like
yeah.
fisting yourself.
But he says, good show tonight, guys, except for John.
Well, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that, bro.
Appreciate it, buddy.
That's high praise coming from
Let's
him.
Let's end it on that note then, shall we?
Well, I just want... Can I say one thing
to
Mike?
Nope, I said we're ending it on that note.
You go jerk it to your Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendars, all right, and play some Call of Duty.
Okay. Or
you tuck yourself in.
Well, thank you for listening, Mike, and we'll see you guys next week.